I welcome the protest, but I hope nothing more happened in Dublin doesn't happen down here.
So you don't want any violence. Do you have sympathy for businesses that are shut, that people are frustrated in the lockdown, or do you feel
100%,
that
yeah, I don't like that, yeah, because especially older people, like, they want to get out, they could do their own thing, and so it's kind of sad and stupid. It's just a bit...
And being homeless, how has the pandemic affected you?
Not well.
In what way?
Housing. Treated like a piece of...
You can use bad language, it's okay.
Shit. And, yeah, it's just been that nice to none of us, man.
People are still dying. People are still catching COVID. I just think, like, people are wearing gloves. That's keeping, as they said themselves, 98% of the COVID on the gloves. And I see people, even nurses, wearing gloves, like, and...
Do you welcome the protest? What do you think of the protest?
I welcome it. Definitely.
And why?
Because, like, what is a bit of cloth going to do for us?
Owen O'Sullivan is my name, and I'm the president of the Cork Business Association.
Owen O'Sullivan, where do you stand on this protest and the fact that they want a reopening? We all want a reopening, really, but it's got to be safe to do so. Where do businesses stand on it?
The business community in Cork has sacrificed so much up to this point in protecting public health and sticking within government guidelines. And we view this anti-lockdown protest on Saturday as a potential high-risk event that could see increases in COVID-19 cases, which will result in further lockdown and stricter government restrictions for business owners that are on their knees. We're going through an extremely challenging time. The business community has a light at the end of the tunnel now, getting reopened for potentially for June, late May, June. So we see this event as possibly extending the lockdown period. Look, I think everybody is frustrated, and we can see that over the last number of weeks, that people do want to reopen and get back to normal life. But I would stress that we need to stay the course. There is so much hard work gone into, and so many sacrifices gone into getting to this stage. So I would ask people that if you're considering going to this march, to reconsider, because you're putting so many people's jobs and livelihoods at risk by attending this event. We do not want to go back to high COVID-19 levels in Cork City, or the country for that matter.
And what do you say to businesses who are struggling, who are closed, the pandemic payments and the payments they're getting just aren't enough, and they're struggling for their survival, they're frustrated, there's anxiety, they're vulnerable to online groups, to being radicalised. What do you say to them?
We are all working together. This is a very frustrating time for business people. A lot of business people are barely making ends meet, and with government supports, a lot of businesses have fixed costs that they can't meet, and it needs to be addressed. And we are calling from government that we get a very strong and substantial restart grant for business owners, to give people hope that when the time comes that we can kickstart the economy and get back to business as soon as possible.
My name is Dermot O'Kyla. I'm the secretary of the People's Convention, which is organising the Rally for Truth in Cork on Saturday at 2 p.m.
What does Rally for Truth mean, and are you concerned that the protest could end in violence like what happened last Saturday in Dublin?
We're calling it the Rally for Truth because that is the mood amongst people. People are not confident that government is telling us the full facts in regards to the deaths of COVID-19. The figures, and we have our own independent research which we've already published, indicate that the death figures are far, far exaggerated. They're not being honest. And government isn't answering the obvious question. Number one, why are they acting against World Health Organization policy, which has said they should not use lockdowns? They have said lockdowns cause poverty, which is what's happening. And the second thing is, why is Ireland exceptional? Why have we the longest lockdown of any European country, 5 times longer than Germany? Now, in regards to violence and hijacking, we have already numerous times condemned any violent protest. We're against that. And we are experienced here in this People's Convention, organising such public events. We have taken measures, we're liaising with the Gardaí and so on, to ensure there will be no disruption of any kind at the rally, which is simply an exercise of peaceful assembly. This isn't even a protest. It's an assembly of people to express their opposition to government policy.
And do you have permission for the rally? I mean, we don't want people to travel more than 5K. We're still level 5.
There is no permissions required by anybody who wishes to exercise their constitutional right, and in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the right to free assembly. That doesn't require anyone's permission. In regards to 5 kilometres, from the centre radius of Cork City, the entire metropolis is within 5 kilometres. So people have no issue on that regard. But irrespective of that, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says itself it applies cross-border. There's no 5K sublimit written after that Universal Declaration. It's universal.
And do you have any links to the far right? And are you a conspiracy theorist?
Negative in both cases.
Honestly,
I've never had any links with any organisation. In fact, I've never been a party member. I'm not involved with any of this politics. And in fact, the organisers of this event have said nobody representing any political party is welcome at this event. They may come as individuals, but no party paraphernalia or promotions are allowed, deliberately, because it is a people's event. It is a family event, a friendly event.
And you haven't been radicalised?
I don't think it's radical to ask for the truth. If the truth is a radical thing, then we're in worse condition than I thought.
It's ridiculous. I think these are just people who are protesting everything. I know a local councillor here is involved. Now he's saying, you know, anti-violence and so on. That's fine. But it's an illegal gathering. They shouldn't be there. And it's a hazard to people's health.
So you're saying that these people protest over everything, like from water charges to you name it?
Yes,
there's a large crew, you think?
Well, not all of them, obviously, but a large contingent of them will turn up for any protest. I don't think it can be stopped, but I think if they had any sense, they'd see what they're doing is pointless.
And you won't be going?
Certainly not, no.
In my opinion, I don't think the protest should go ahead. I think sort of it's difficult being locked down. We all feel a difficulty. It's for the greater good.
Alicia.
Numbers, it seems to be working. Numbers are coming down. So I just feel sort of protesting sort of large gathering of people, it won't do much really sort of for the virus.
No.
And you know, it's something that we wouldn't condone personally. No.
So you don't support it at all?
No. Not at all. No.
No.
And do you think it will go off peacefully?
No.
In Cork it may do.
Maybe. You never
after
know.
The situation in Dublin, it may do.
Do you think the people in Cork are better behaved?
I think the situation in Dublin was highlighted, and I think the organisers in Cork maybe might try sort of to, like, I suppose they can't stop people coming to protest, but it might be a different protest.
Henry McKean reporting there. And just to kind of refer to one or two of the things, the claims that were made in that report, just for the sake of accuracy, the first one that the chap Henry was talking to there was saying that the WHO has said lockdown, the World Health Organization has said lockdowns don't work. Dr. David Nabarro was the man who made that statement. You may well have seen leaflets or whatever quoting that. What happened was that they didn't quote the whole thing. And what he says was lockdowns don't work as the primary way of fighting COVID, that you need contact tracing, obviously you need vaccinations as well. And that really lockdown only works to get you to give your health service some breathing room, which is and obviously there's contact tracing and distancing and washing your hands and all that kind of stuff as well. He did actually appear on The Hard Shoulder and he said, I've been misquoted a bit around the place. What I was saying, we don't want lockdown. It was not to say we should not, we should just let go. It was to say that we to get the systems right. And once the systems are right, then we can avoid the lockdown. He said just systems include testing and tracing. Also on the question of the CSO figures are incorrect, as one claim was made in that report. The CSO overestimates deaths in some situations. The Central Statistics Office has estimated excess mortality rates, and similarly the HICWA has estimated that there were 13% more deaths in Ireland than there would have been without the pandemic. Excess mortality refers to deaths over and above what would be expected in normal circumstances. So essentially, according to HICWA and the CSO, we've had 13% more deaths than we normally would in the last year.